Israel strikes Iran, and now Syria. Where will it lead? By Beyond Today, writer Jim Tuck. Some say Israel is on a roll to win wars against its enemies. Will they be instrumental in bringing about a time when they say peace, peace, and then sudden destruction comes? Where will these things lead, and what does the Bible reveal will happen to Israel? Israel's 12-day war with Iran met with success. It dominated the skies with its air power and precision strikes on key targets to reduce the risk of further attacks. The use of Western-made fifth-generation F-35 stealth jets and other advanced aircraft demonstrated Israel's technological superiority. The operation involved a coordinated effort between various branches of the Israeli military supported by the U.S. military, which showed their prowess in training and preparation. As well, Israel's Iron Dome technology intercepted most of the incoming Iranian missiles, indicating a well-planned defense strategy. Then on July 16th, Israel conducted airstrikes on central Damascus, targeting key military infrastructure, including the Syrian Defense Ministry headquarters and areas near the presidential palace. These strikes were part of an effort to protect the Druze population minority, whom Israel considers potential allies in the region. It seems Israel is on a roll to win. What does the Bible reveal will happen to Israel? Violence tends to incite more violence. The U.S. is striving to bring about peace between Israel and Syria after the Damascus strikes. Some headway has been made, according to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The United States announced a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Syria's government, which was backed by Turkey and Jordan. The truce aims to bring peace and stability to the region, especially in the Druze heartland of Sweida, where violence has been reported. The U.S. has called upon all parties to put down their weapons and work together to build a united Syrian identity. However, Syrian Bedouin fighters defied the truce aimed at ending clashes between the Bedouins and Druze. At any moment, fresh clashes could again inflame this Mideast tinderbox. Very few comprehend the meaning of these events taking place in the Middle East. The Mideast will play a giant role in end-time world affairs. Few realize, though Israel looks like they are winning by their victories in Gaza, Iran, and Syria, there is coming a time when Israel will be boxed in from all sides and unable to escape. Jesus prophesied the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles refers to a historical period characterized by Gentile domination over Jerusalem and the Jewish people. It signifies a time of divine judgment upon Israel for its disobedience and rejection of God's laws. Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, "Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." A prophecy in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2 reveals that Jerusalem will be a divided city at the time of the end. Half of the city is taken into captivity and half are not. The Jews will have increasing troubles with the Arabs. Also, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11, verse 25, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. The fullness of the Gentiles indicates a period of Gentile dominance. This refers to the broader biblical view which the book of Daniel outlines in regard to successive Gentile empires rising to dominate the world. The final world ruling empire will be the seventh resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. The fullness of the Gentiles will then end when Jesus Christ returns and sets up the kingdom of God on earth. He will renew Israel during the millennium. According to the Bible and history, the descendants of Ishmael are considered to be the Arab people. Ishmael had 12 sons who became nations, as did the 12 sons of Jacob. The Bible and historical records suggest Ishmael's descendants settled in the Arabian Peninsula. Ishmael had wild, warlike characteristics. His descendants were known for their fierce behavior. Ishmael mocked Isaac at the time of his weaning. It was because of this displayed enmity that at Sarah's request, Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away. God comforted Abraham in his sorrow in doing this by promising that Ishmael would be a great nation. The descendants of Ishmael, known as the Ishmaelites, have played significant roles in trade and commerce in the world. His descendants will unify to destroy Israel in the future. it is prophesied to happen. A revealing prophecy in Psalm chapter 83. According to Wikipedia, under Arabic states, we read, at its maximum, it consists of the 22 members of the Arab League, an international organization which, on top of the 19 plurality Arab states, also includes the Bantu-speaking Comoros and the Cushitic-speaking Djibouti and Somalia. Notice what Psalm chapter 83, verses 4 through 8 reveals. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more, for they have consulted together with one consent, they form a confederacy against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them, they have helped the children of Lot. Edom is modern Turkey today. The Ishmaelites dwell in Saudi Arabia, Gebal is Lebanon. The descendants of Amalek are of the Hamas, the Hagrites dwelt in the land of Syria, the children of Lot, Moab, and Ammon dwell in Jordan. Historically, this combine of Arabic nations allied itself with Assyria, and modern Assyria is the nation of Germany. Germany will take the lead in the upcoming end-time seventh resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. In ancient times, God used the Assyrian Empire to punish the northern kingdom of Israel, which was composed of 10 of the tribes of Israel. God calls Assyria in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5, the rod of my anger and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. God allowed Assyria to take Israel captive, and they were scattered within the empire. Their identity became lost. Prophecy is dual, and history will repeat itself. There is a former and latter-day fulfillment. Carefully note, this Arabic League will be allied with Germany, modern Assyria, which is prophesied to be the military leader of the end-time beast power in Europe. God will use the beast led by Germany to punish his disobedient people. This is why Isaiah calls them the people of my wrath. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 6 says, I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge, to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. The modern descendants of Israel are not just the tiny nation in the Middle East, because the country called Israel is only the tribe of Judah. Two great empires, the U.S. and the British Empire, are also of the tribes of Israel, and they have turned away from God. The people God is angry with are the modern recipients of the birthright promises given to them because of Abraham. Israel will be destroyed, and the beast of Europe, also called the King of the North in Daniel, will seize the glorious land and then take the opportunity to push down into Egypt. Daniel chapter 11, verse 42 says Egypt will not escape. These events were foretold by Jesus Christ in his prophecy on the Mount of Olives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Luke chapter 21, verse 20 through 21. It is highly likely by the time Jerusalem is surrounded by armies, the United States and Britain will have been destroyed by the beast power of Europe. The NATO alliance, in all probability, will become a union of European nations to defend their own interests. Nuclear weapons are a core component of NATO's overall capabilities for deterrence and defense. It is likely that any newly formed alliance would inherit the full rights to those weapons. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 12 warns that the modern nations of Israel, America, and Britain will be laid waste. Two-thirds will die and a third will be taken captive. Could it be that the weapons predominantly paid for by the United States and other modern nations of Israel would be used by the beast of Europe to destroy them? It seems quite possible. The prophecy in Psalm 83 doesn't include any nation which comes to Israel's defense. This indicates that by this time the U.S. will be destroyed and Israel in the Mideast will be without the protection of the United States. A catalyst that could begin the attack on Jerusalem. What could possibly bring about the situation where Arabic armies surround Israel? A Jewish sect is working behind the scenes to offer sacrifices in the near future. They are well on their way. They are in the process of importing frozen embryos from Red Angus cows in the United States to create the first herd of red heifers for purification ritual use. This is significant because it also relates to an attempt to build a third temple. Daniel chapter 12 verse 11 indicates daily sacrifices will recommence. There are some Jews who feel sacrifices should be offered on the Temple Mount, though the Israeli government opposes it now and would stop it. If it ever happened, this would incite so much anger at Israel in the Arab world that they would join together as one to strike a deadly blow against Israel. Prophecy shows that God will allow Israel to be destroyed, but it will not be the end of the story. Jesus Christ will return, and he will defeat the beast power and all those gathered to fight Israel. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. He will then set up his kingdom on earth, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will reign for 1,000 years on earth. The saints will assist Christ. He will unite all 12 tribes of Israel as one people, and Israel will become the glorious beacon of light to the entire earth, as God fully intended them to be. They will finally learn God's ways and walk in them.
For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.